Portland voters yesterday decisively put the city at the forefront of progressive urban politics, raising the local minimum wage to one of the highest in the nation, imposing rent control, and lifting a cap on recreational marijuana shops. And as Fred Bever reports, some of the city's employers and housing developers are a little rattled. They say the changes will force them to look elsewhere for business opportunities.
Four of the five ballot items Portland voters approved were proposed by a group called People First Portland, an outgrowth of the Southern Maine Democratic Socialists of America.
We are People First Portland!
Yeah. Member Kate Sykes led a celebratory press conference on the steps of City Hall.
People First Portland has achieved historic victory yesterday in passing a higher minimum wage for all workers and hazard pay for essential workers, a ban on racist facial surveillance, a Green New Deal to reduce our carbon footprint, and renter protections to prevent price gouging.
The measures cannot be changed for 5 years from enactment unless by a new citywide vote. That inflexibility was one of their chief reasons. Seven of Portland's nine city councilors opposed them. Many in the business community opposed them as well, including the affordable housing community. Dana Topman is president of Avesta Housing, which develops and manages hundreds of affordable units in Portland and elsewhere in the region. He says various provisions of the measures would add costs for developers of both affordable and market-rate housing and likely drive them to seek more opportunities in other communities such as Westbrook or South Portland.
So I think this will really curtail housing development in Portland. It will really hurt the supply. I think a number of the projects that were in the pipeline, in the works, are perhaps not going to go forward.
Activist Kate Sykes responds that the development community has already failed Portland.
It doesn't get much slower than what it already is. So, yeah, but they need to figure that out. And if you look at the ordinance itself, it actually increases the amount of affordable housing that must be built when market housing is built.
That was a reference to a provision raising the number of affordable units developers must include in certain city projects from 10% to 25%. Several developers say they simply could not profitably meet that standard and will look elsewhere for opportunity. Meanwhile, city employers are trying to figure out how to survive both the pandemic and the new minimum wage rule. Although a hike from $12 an hour now to $15 an hour will be phased in over 3 years, its effect will be amplified next month. That's because the measure requires that those who physically work in the city when a civil emergency has been declared must be paid at least 1.5 times the minimum wage. As long as the governor's emergency orders are in place, that will effectively make the city's minimum wage $18 an hour starting next month.
But I don't know how to pay for it.
Lori Moses is executive director of the Catherine Morrill Daycare Center, where she oversees a staff of 19.
If we reduce capacity, that means, to me as a child care director, that means do I close the classroom? And if I close the classroom, which group of children are no longer going to have child care? So the ripple effects means that those parents can't work.
But Amber Burnett, another organizer with People First Portland, says the city and state must come to a new reckoning to meet the needs of workers as well as employers during the pandemic.
We know that when workers are paid more, they spend more money in the local economy. We think that it's time to center the needs of workers who are risking their lives to work in the middle of a pandemic. And businesses do, again, they have grants available, they have resources available to help them, but workers do not have the same resources. We need to center them.
And the organizers, who include former Portland Mayor Ethan Strimling, blamed city officials for failing to address rising inequities before exasperated voters took matters into their own hands. They also say that with the election of two new city councilors who support their issues, they believe a more productive era was launched in the city this week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.